Hi, everybody. This is Naomi Less, and you are listening to Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature phenomenal female voices in contemporary Jewish music. And if you've been here before, you know that each episode we feature a different kind of subject, theme, and definitely different musicians as well. And this week, we're going to be checking out popular mainstream Jewish singers and songwriters whose Jewish backgrounds influence their music out in the secular world. I'm really, really excited about this episode, and we're going to get it kicked off right away. Our first song is from the great Lucy Kaplansky, and it's called Scavenger from her 2012 album Reunion. Now, let me give you a little background. Lucy Kaplansky is a force of folk music. She's a guitarist, mandolin player, piano player, pipes of gold, but she's also known as something else, Dr. Kaplansky. She's got a PhD in psychology. Total underachiever, right? Well, Lucy actually hails from my hometown, Chicago, and grew up playing math-related songs with her father, who was a pretty well-known mathematician. And he composed and then was also a very talented pianist, too. So she definitely had that influence growing up. And when she reached the ripe age of 18, she blew off college and moved to New York City, where she connected with the likes of Suzanne Vega and Sean Colvin. But she left music ultimately to become a psychologist. She couldn't stay away. You know, they kept bringing her back, as they say in Seinfeld. And it's interesting to see, which we'll see in some of the other artists I'm featuring today, how her Jewish background, learning and heritage, and wrestling with it all plays out in her and the other musicians' writings that we're going to hear today. So take this song that we're about to hear, Scavenger. It's a song about being a scavenger, being on the road alone, but she says that you're never really alone because you walk with the ones you love in the valley of your life. Now, to me, that just screams the Psalms, you know, maybe even like Psalm 23, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't feel alone, you're with me. But in the second verse, there's even a bigger note here that connects to potentially some Jewish sources. And I was struck with her weaving in an ancestor's tale. Moses is sort of alluded to in this song, but told from a perspective that we haven't really heard before necessarily, a perspective of a scavenger on the road and how inspired she seems to be about his journey. So see if you can hear those references in the second verse. Let's take a listen to the great Dr. Lucy Kaplansky's song, Scavenger, on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Once, a long time ago, I was cast away, left for dead, a child of the road, just a scavenger. Never looked around, just watched my shoes moving forward on the ground, looking for a corner, feather, face, memory, and a piece of string to tie them all to me, to keep a little bit warm. I wrapped myself in leaves, what was thrown away picked up like a refugee. You may never hear the angels sing or the voice of God on high. You may walk yourself alone through the hills of the night, but you walk with the ones you love in the valley of your life. You'll always stand with the ones you keep in the valley of your life. Took one of his own, he took him up high, raised up his knife, no words were spoken, his face filled the sky. Leave this family, leave this home, set freedom. open road. Another
That was Scavenger from Lucy Kaplansky from the album Reunion. And this is Naomi Less, and you are listening to Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio. Now, our next two songs are by the same artist, Regina Spektor. Now, you may know Regina Spektor's name from that famous song she wrote for the hit show Orange is the New Black. You know the song, You've Got Time? It's amazing. But I've been a huge fan of Regina Spektor's for some time now. And one of the first moments I was really struck by her unbelievable talent was at this incredible solo concert she performed for a Hyas benefit. Hyas is the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, and they have been around for so many years helping first Jewish immigrants and now a wider spectrum of immigrants move here and resettle safely in this country to be incredible members of this society. And they were actually responsible for helping Regina and her family immigrate from the former Soviet Union and get settled here in New York City. She was born in Moscow in 1980 and was a talented young classical pianist. But she didn't have a piano when she moved to the Bronx, so someone said that she practiced by playing, running her fingers along windowsills. Well, she was pretty heavily influenced by Joni Mitchell. A friend gave her a cassette, and she basically had an epiphany at that moment. She heard Joni Mitchell that women were allowed to be songwriters, you know, because she came from the classical genre, and there aren't, you know, try to name a classical 17th or 18th century composer, and you'll have a hard time. So she really was influenced by Joni Mitchell. And in terms of her own Judaism, she knows she's Jewish, and she has a really interesting take on that whole part of her identity. She's quoted as saying, "The only reason I'm Jewish is probably anti-Semitism. Think about Soviet Russia. Religion is illegal, so there's no cultural Judaism, there's no tradition. The only thing that made people marry other Jews is they didn't want to be called kikes. They knew they wouldn't hear the word Yid or Yid come out of their husband's face when they had their first marital fight. So it's the only reason a lot of us exist." That's pretty hard coming from that kind of a background, but she has taken her Jewish roots and utilized them in really interesting influences. And the song I want to share with you that I really fell in love with a long time ago, which was originally recorded in her second album in 2001, but then she re-recorded it, and that's the version I knew, in 2006, from her album Begin to Hope. The song's name is Samson, and you can imagine she weaves the biblical story of Samson from the book of Judges into a personal aching love heartache song. Now, Samson, just a little background, was a Nazirite who was given enormous strength and connection to the divine. And if his hair was cut, gone was the strength. Nazirites, if you've ever read about them in the Bible, they take a vow not to cut their hair to as one of the actions to draw them closer to God, to live a life of elevated, I guess, holiness. And so his love or lust for Delilah became the downfall. Ultimately, she cut his hair. And Regina actually writes in her song, "You are my sweetest downfall." So without further ado, you have to hear this song. Here is Samson from Regina Spektor on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
You are my sweetest downfall. I loved you first. I loved you first. Beneath the sheets of paper lies my Wonder Bread and went right back to bed. And the history books forgot about us, and the Bible didn't mention us, and the Bible didn't mention us, not even once. Myself one night, a pair of dull scissors in the yellow light, and he told me that I'd done all right, and kissed me till the morning light, and he kissed me till the morning light. Samson went back to bed, not much hair left on his head. He ate a slice of Wonder Bread and went right back to bed. Oh, we couldn't bring the columns down, we couldn't destroy a single one. And the history books forgot about us, and the Bible didn't mention us, not even once.
That was Samson from Regina Spektor from the album Begin to Hope. And this is Naomi Less, and you are listening to Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio. And we're actually sharing a second song from Regina today. The next song is called Laughing With. And this song absolutely blew me away. Laughing With is from Regina's album Far from 2009. And this story, it really does remind me of Tori Amos in a way that she unabashedly steps into the faith and theology territory. Remember, what if God was one of us? And this comes from a girl who grew up in the Soviet Union where religion was forbidden. So clearly, she is one of Yisrael. She is a God wrestler. And in this song, she really challenges people with the whole concept of atheism. She, you know, the old expression, there are no atheists in the trenches. She challenges us to think about when we are living a good life without life or death on the line, we can surely wax philosophical about the existence of God. But may, when confronted with that kind of life or death situation, all of a sudden, you know, find God or pray. And it's fascinating to have her challenge her listeners in this way. She also kind of pokes fun that God has a sense of humor towards the second half of the song, so be sure to listen for it. Regina Spektor is a sophisticated, gifted writer who really utilizes everything she has, including her Jewish identity. For those of you who are just getting to know her, I hope you really enjoy this, and I hope that you take a listen to some of her other music as well, too. This is Laughing With from Regina Spektor on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. No one laughs at God when a doctor calls after some routine tests. No one's laughing at God when it's gotten real late and their kid's not back from that party yet. No one laughs at God when their airplane starts to uncontrollably shake. No one's laughing at God when they see the one they love hand in hand with someone else and they hope that they're mistaken. No one laughs at God when the cops knock on their door and they say, "We got some bad news, sir." No one's laughing at God when there's a famine, fire, or flood. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a cookout themed joke. Or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head, you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie with his magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus, God could be so hilarious, ha ha. God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they've lost all they got and they don't know what for. No one laughs at God on a day they realize that the last sight they'll ever see is a pair of hateful eyes. No one's laughing at God when they're saying their goodbyes. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a cookout theme joke. When the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head, you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie with his magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus, God could be so hilarious. But no one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. Starving or freezing or so very poor. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. We're all laughing with God.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Positive Jewish Living for generously underwriting this episode of Jewish Women Rock. Positive Jewish Living, championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness. Visit Positive Jewish Living on Facebook. For more information about the artists on all Jewish Rock Radio shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Naomi Less, and you're listening to Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature phenomenal female voices in contemporary Jewish music. And this week, we're going a roundabout way here. We're checking out popular mainstream Jewish singers and songwriters whose Jewish backgrounds may, in fact, influence their music. And we've had an amazing time listening to Regina Spektor and Lucy Kaplansky. And our next song, actually two songs, are going to be from an incredible musician named Rachel Sage. And the song is called, the first song is called Seven Angels. Now, I've been connected to Rachel Sage for some time now. She is quite an inspiration, a seriously busy touring independent artist, massive fan base, incredible musician, guitar, piano, vocals, you name it. And she's performed with greats like Sarah McLachlan, Judy Collins, Sean Colvin, Annie DeFranco. What impresses me greatly is her production skills, how she created her own label, Empress, and worked to get her music placed on places like CNN, TLC, Lifetime, Comedy Central, and she won the prestigious John Lennon Songwriting Contest. I mean, what can't she do? And if you've ever seen any of her music videos, they're beautiful works of art. She's tapped in and proud of her Jewish soul. She actually says that she never plays on the high holidays or Passover and tries, even when she's on the road, to light Shabbat candles. And every so often, I've found that she can't help but allow her Jewish soul to pour out in her secular songs and albums. Take this first song we're going to listen to. It's called Seven Angels from her CD released in 2016 called Choreographic, which, by the way, this song features the great Peter Himmelman. Now, this song is so powerful, and you'll get through three-fourths of the way through it, and then thinking it's like a beautiful, powerful secular song, and then pow, she quotes part of Sim Shalom. And you say, oh, that's really risky, putting a Jewishly overt song on a secular album. But yet, this song was then placed and featured in TLC's TV show Return to Amish in their fourth season. So there's something going on here right now. I tried to find exactly what this song is about, but it's a bit elusive. But the trope here is that clearly there's death and loss of a child or children, probably from a horrible atrocity. You can probably name many different moments in Jewish history this could have happened. And then there are these angels, and they sing Sim Shalom, trying to bring peace to the mourner. Now, this song can represent either a historic Jewish event, but it could also represent somebody's personal journey. It can be universal. It's powerful, though, no matter what. And Rachel allows us to tap into the Jewish psyche here with tenderness, soul, and power. So here is Seven Angels from Rachel Sage's album Choreographic on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
In a sea of all the faces that I have ever seen, in a crowd of all the strangers whose shoulders I have touched, in an ocean of unfathomable loss and need, I see seven small coffins, and it's just flickering with hope. I'm an endless well of grief, too deep to ever come. Veil the meaning of all I've ever known. Veil the future of every seed I've sown. Sail me somewhere. Seven little angels singing Sim Shalom. I'm the middle of the night awake with fiery blades. I'm the restless souls of ancestors, unhinged with rage. I'm a listening ear, but these are just too many names. Seven little angels caught in fate's cruel cage veil the meaning of all I've ever known, veil the future of every seed I've sown. Sail me somewhere no butterflies flown. Seven little angels singing, seven little angels singing, Sim Shalom.
Everyone, that was Seven Angels from Rachel Sage from the album Choreographic. And this is Naomi Less, and you're listening to Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio. And the next song that we're going to feature is also a second song by Rachel Sage. We're kind of doing like a twofer here with both Regina Spektor and Rachel Sage. This song is called 93 Maidens. Now, I did not know this song until I did a little bit of research here. And I want to preface by saying this is a pretty heavy song. Rachel, in the midst of her secular album, dives into a story. And this is in her seventh album, The Blistering Sun, just delves into and illuminates a story of a young woman in the Warsaw ghetto who writes a letter. Her name is Chaya Feldman, and she describes in this letter devastatingly how she and 92 of her classmates plan to poison themselves rather than let the Nazis rape and kill them. And Rachel, in first person, voices Chaya and her letter and pays tribute to her in this way. She ultimately did commit suicide to avoid this horrific fate in store for her and her friends. And in between bursts of emotive Ashkenazi instrumentation, she voices Chaya's strength as she speaks to her mother and God before she dies. And again, this song is smack dab in the middle of a secular album. Rachel doesn't worry about whether the Jewish story belongs on a secular album. And I must say, on a personal note, this is one of the reasons I started writing music that was Jewish. I was so influenced by the Indigo Girls, who unabashedly shared songs of their faith tradition in the midst of their secular albums and songs of love and protest. And Rachel follows in that tradition. Rachel, thank you for this song and for being such an incredible role model to so many. Inspirational feminist producer, songwriter, label creator, you name it. So here is Rachel's song, 93 Maidens, from her album The Blistering Sun on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
They came for us all. I am a girl, but they are not men. I am a woman, but don't know it yet. I have a brother, but don't know his name. He was born in the barracks in shame. Mama, where are you? Where have you gone? I need you with me to drink the poison, for I'm nobody's martyr. Your daughter, I'll meet you when I reach heaven. One of them spoke with a terrible voice. He said, make yourselves beautiful, you have no choice. We'll come for your refinery soon. By tomorrow we'll blacken the moon. I need you with me. Drink the poison, for I know what is mine. Only your daughter, I'll meet you when I reach her. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, there are my stars. What is the blessing for taking our lives so that we won't become our enemies' wives? Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, there I must stop. What is the blessing for taking our lives so that we won't become our enemies' wives?
Mama, where are you? Where have you gone? I need you with me. Drink the poison, for I'm nobody's martyr.
Jewish Rock Radio would not be possible without the incredible generosity of our major supporters. We send mega thanks to Susan and Mark Sachs of Deerfield, Illinois, Debbie and Manuel Rahunov of Dallas, Texas, Katie and Randy Whitlatch in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Ellen and David Wagelstein in Rockville, Maryland. Tada Rabat to each of you and to all of our JRR supporters across the world. To help make JRR even better, you can make your tax-deductible contribution to JRR at jewishrockradio.com/support. Thanks again, and keep rocking out to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Positive Jewish Living for generously underwriting this episode of Jewish Women Rock. Positive Jewish Living, championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness. Visit Positive Jewish Living on Facebook. For more information about the artists on all Jewish Rock Radio shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Naomi Less, and you're listening to Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature phenomenal female voices in contemporary Jewish music. And this week, we are checking out mainstream Jewish women artists who have somehow had some Jewish influences in their mainstream or secular music. Our next song is from Lisa Loeb, and it's called Light. Yes, that Lisa Loeb, the first ever unsigned artist to top the American charts with her Voice of a Generation anthem, Stay, from the soundtrack 1994's Reality Bites. Yes, that Lisa Loeb, who has reemerged as an incredible children's artist, who has reemerged as an entrepreneur creating a foundation to help underprivileged kids go to camp. Yes, that Lisa Loeb, who took her iconic glasses look with her entrepreneurial spirit and launched a successful glasses company. So, she writes secret Jewish lyrics? Not exactly. I mean, she has come out about her Judaism a few times. She played the Atlanta Jewish Music Festival, so there's that. And she did come out as a Jewish songwriter in 2014 with what we're going to listen to next, an incredible song she wrote called Light, which is all about Hanukkah. And I just wanted to share it with you if you haven't heard it before. Her song picks up on themes of hope in the darkness, not giving up on hope, no matter how bleak things seem. I think it's very apropos for us right now as we head into that Hanukkah season, not too long from now. And it's lovely, and it's so her style. It's so authentic to Lisa, which is why I wanted to share it. She's fully herself with her musical style, sharing works that resonate with her, and that should be an inspiration to us Jewish songwriters out there. So while it may be a teeny bit early for Hanukkah, please do enjoy Light, released in 2014 from the iconic Lisa Loeb on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. Released in 2014 from the iconic Lisa Loeb. And this week we are checking out mainstream Jewish women artists who have somehow had some Jewish influences in their mainstream or secular music. And our next song is performed by the great Barbra Streisand, and it's called Where Is It Written? Now, how could I feature a show about famous Jewish singers and songwriters without including Babs, right? But while she's probably best known in the Jewish sphere for singing Avinu Malkeinu, I just didn't think the whole Avinu Malkeinu, like father king, patriarchy kind of concept had a place in this show today. But rather, maybe we could tap into Babs' feminist roots and her trifecta role as producer, director, and star of a movie that was famously adapted from the story Yentl the Yeshiva Boy, or as we know it, Yentl. Now, the song I chose is called Where Is It Written? And it taps back into our conversation earlier about Regina Spektor, where she wasn't even conscious of the fact that women could be songwriters. And Babs actually shares out this incredible song that challenges, you know, the role of women at that point in terms of their ability to be able to study Torah and really challenging, like, why was I given this talent if I'm not supposed to use it? And the lines in the song, for example, are, and why have eyes that see and arms that reach unless you're meant to know there's something more? Why have the wings unless you're meant to fly? And tell me, please, why have a mind if not to question why? And tell me, where is it written? And what is it I'm meant to be that I can't dare to have a chance to pick the fruit of every tree or have my share of every sweet imagined possibility? Just tell me, where? Where is it written? So, a lesson for all of us out there to use the gifts that we have. And if that field or area of study or activity or avenue doesn't have women involved or somehow cuts you out if you're not a woman and somehow cuts you out of that field, well, maybe you'll follow Yentl or Judy Chicago or Hillary Clinton or so many other women's footsteps who have traversed where no woman had gone before. You be the trailblazer. So our last piece of inspiration here today, Where Is It Written, sung by the great Barbra Streisand from the Yentl soundtrack on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
You're meant to fly, if not to question why, and tell me where is it written what it is I'm meant to be, that I can't dare to have the chance to pick the fruit of every tree, or have my share every sweet imagined possibility. Just tell me where. Tell me where. If I were only meant to tend the nest, then why does my imagination sail across the mountains and the seas beyond the make-believe of any fairy tale? Why have the thirst if not to drink the wine? And what a waste to have a taste of things that can't be mine. And tell me where is it written what it is I'm meant to be, the meanings in the mornings that I see, or have my share of every sweet imagined possibility. Just tell me where is it written? Tell me where.
That was Where Is It Written, sung by the great Barbra Streisand from the movie Yentl. And friends, I'm Naomi Less, and that's going to be it for Jewish Women Rock for now. I had so much fun sharing all these popular mainstream Jewish singer-songwriters' music, whose Jewish backgrounds somehow influence what they're putting out into the world. And I'm hoping that you found some inspiration in this. We'd love to hear from you, so make sure you get on the Facebook page for Jewish Rock Radio and share your comments and thoughts as well, too. And you can stream the last episode of Jewish Women Rock and learn more about the artists featured on this show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure you follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. We can continue the conversation. So stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio. I'm Naomi Less, and this is the official home of Jewish Rock.